From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Prosecutors have offered Hoopa fisheries biologist Joshua Strange a 12-year prison term in return for a guilty plea to continuous sexual abuse of a child. According to the Lost Coast Outpost, Strange is a well-known river restoration expert, fisheries biologist who's been in jail for almost a year on felony child molestation counts carrying a maximum penalty of life. The alleged victim had just turned 9 when he reportedly began sexually abusing her. Continuous sexual abuse of a child can carry possible terms of 6, 12, or 16 years in prison. Rob Holmland, the City of Eureka's Director of Developmental Services, is resigning from his position in the weeks to come. The Redwood Times quotes City Manager Greg Sparks as saying Holmland is leaving to pursue his dream of owning his own consulting business. He's been in the job for about 5 years and will be working with leaders to come with a transition plan in the next couple of weeks. Well, Green Diamond and Western Rivers Conservancy complete major land deals to return ancestral lands to Yurok Tribe and conserve Blue Creek. On Monday, the Yurok Tribe, Green Diamond Resource Company, and Western Rivers Conservancy celebrating a decade-long, hard-won effort to preserve and place into tribal ownership about 50,000 acres of forest surrounding 4 salmon-sustaining streams, including Blue Creek. In 2006, the two organizations and the tribe formed a partnership whose primary objectives were to facilitate the transfer of the land to the tribe and conserve Blue Creek, the lifeline of the Klamath River. During that period, Green Diamond and Western Rivers Conservancy held the land while the Yurok Tribe and Western Rivers Conservancy pursued funds for the acquisition. A housing assistance workshop will be held tomorrow from 8:30 a.m. to noon at the Journey Church, 95 Bellevue Avenue in Rio Dell. If you or someone you know is homeless or at risk of homelessness, assistance will be available to help you submit needed paperwork or otherwise provide important information. That will include one-on-one assistance later in the afternoon from 2 to 4 at City Hall for those making applications for Section 8 housing assistance. Experts from the county's mobile intervention and services team will be available as well. The goal, obtaining and retaining stable housing and engaging in substance use disorder and or mental health treatment. Information assistance will also be available to apply for Medi-Cal. Construction is well underway to construct a 25-unit permanent supportive housing project in Rio Dell. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.